There goes that man's
gotcha.
Oh my God, did you see that?
America's team? Yeah, right.
Oh, baby, it's a big day in sports.
There's nothing like battling it out with your teammates all season long to go win a championship.
Green Bay's got it this year. Huge move for him. I think it's going to be a game changer.
We have a lot to talk about this busy week in the sports world. Welcome to the In a League of Their Own podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's NBA segments. All-star break just around the corner, coming up next week as well. Trade deadline right around the corner also next Thursday, which is where starting today with some news that happened today. A two-team trade, Clippers-Blazers. Blazers trade Norman Powell, Robert Covington to the Clippers. And the Blazers receive Eric Bledsoe, Justice Winslow, Keon Johnson, and a second-round pick. Huge move for the Clippers, I think, here. They're keeping their head afloat, staying relevant in the West, given that they've been without Kawhi Leonard the whole season. They've been without Paul George for now half the season, and they're still a relevant team. So going out and getting Powell and Covington, two guys who are going to boost that defense even more. Clippers might give the Suns and Warriors a run for their money is on the defensive side as far as climbing up the ranks there. And then a potential trade rumor to quick throw out there, kind of out of left field a bit, but kind of makes sense if it might happen. With the Suns, DeAndre Ayton, their star center, recently the two sides talked, tried to reach a deal as far as an extension. Suns offered him a deal, wasn't near the amount that Ayton was looking to get, so they were unable to reach a deal. So there's potential that they could move him before the trade deadline, but although it'd make more sense for them to move him at the end of the season, so yeah, we'll see what happens there, but do you see any other potential trades going through before the deadline next week?
Yeah, there's one that I definitely think that's going to happen, and I think that's going to be James Harden to the Philadelphia 76ers for Ben Simmons. This may take another piece or two to get the deal to go through. As far as contract, I believe Ben Simmons is a way more expensive contract than James Harden at this point. So I feel like they're going to have to shuffle some things around in order to get that to work. But I definitely feel like that's leaning the right direction in order to happen, as the Nets currently struggling. What is that? Six in a row now, I believe. Yep, six in a row now that they've lost. And then that ties kind of into my question here. Do you think if they do make this move, let's say both scenarios, they don't make a move and bring in somebody for Harden, do they continue to fall and potentially miss the playoffs? Or B, they make a trade and say they do get Ben Simmons. Do you think that helps them kind of hold down the fort, accelerate a little bit, especially when KD is still, I believe, 2-3 weeks yet from being back?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation in Brooklyn with arguably the best big three to ever put together offensively in the court, KD, Kyrie, Harden. Obviously, everybody knows Kyrie, part-time basketball player right now on road games. And even then, there's some in California, he's unable to play. So he's limited even on the road a little bit. But yeah, as far as the first scenario of sticking with who they have, I don't see them missing the playoffs entirely. They're still one of the top teams in the East, and I don't see any of the teams in that 8-10 range moving past the Nets. I just don't see that being a possibility. So they'll be still in the playoffs, I think, as a top six spot, no matter what. But as far as making a push and being relevant, I think that no matter what they do, I think that this trade, this push to go get those three guys is going to end up being one of the biggest busts that we'd ever see. Because sometimes when you put that much firepower, that much star power on a team, the mid, the late 2000s Miami Heat worked out, won a couple titles, things are great for them. Nets are the other side of that coin that you see, that sometimes you put that much firepower on a court together, they don't mesh well together, for one, and two, the defense is trash. None of them play defense. So I think Ben Simmons would, going out and getting Ben Simmons for the second part of kind of your question there, if they go to get Ben Simmons, I think that they'd be in a better spot potentially with him, so long as he his head's on straight mentally, physically, he's able to go out and kind of put that playoff shit show last year to bed and kind of start off on a new foot. And yeah, before we went live, we were talking about Harden, how with KD out, he's kind of, he's running the show as kind of the floor general facilitator. He hasn't really done anything. You mentioned 4 points in his last game. I think he's only broke 30 points in his last like 12 games. He's just, I don't think he's the guy. I think that they should move on from him no matter what, just because, again, of that void that Kyrie leaves with only being able to play away games. He's another name too. Potentially move him. I mean, not, there hasn't been any really rumors as far as where he'd go, who they, what teams are talking to. But how long do you keep a guy that can only play road games? Because you, especially when it comes to the playoffs, and I think I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, at home, you don't have Kyrie. James Harden plays like shit. Kevin Durant can't get it done with 50 points. You go down 0-2. Now you have to go on the road. Yes, you get Kyrie, but now you have to bank on him 20, 30-point games in those two games to avoid getting swept. I think that, like I said before a couple times, it's going to come back to bite them in the ass in the playoffs when they either – drop both home games or split their home games and then have to go on the road and try to do something spectacular. Yeah, I think this is going to be one of the biggest busts as far as going on and getting these guys and them not even sniffing the chance of a title.
Yeah. Only reason I said that they could potentially miss the playoffs is that they're only 5.5 games out of the 13th seed. So that's a couple more bad. This stretch keeps going until KD gets back. They could find themselves 13th, 14th spot. And some of these teams are playing good basketball right now. Celtics, 3 winning streak. Hawks, Wizards, they've turned it around. I mean, as tight as the Eastern Conference is, I feel like every game that they're letting slip away right now is going to come back to bite them in the ass as well. That's why they need to go get a guy that will be in the lineup every single night and can contribute on both ends of the floor. And like you said, James Harden's just not it.
Yeah.
He and I don't even think, even if he goes to the 76ers, I could see even a 3-team deal potentially and him going somewhere else so that he could just run the show for a shit team. And because I see him sitting on the bench for Philly.
Yeah.
He ain't taking. There's no way.
No, Maxie and Curry, I feel like they've established themselves enough for the 76ers that, yeah, it makes, if they do get him.
Unless that's going to be the deal. Ben Simmons, Curry, and whatever, so Harden can be the guy.
Yeah. But also, without Curry, you don't really have a three-point shooter on that team. Maxey's a little bit, but Curry's – I mean, every team needs that three-point spot-up isolation shooter, and Curry's that guy for them. The 76ers are already not a three-point shooting team. They're in the bottom, like, 5 teams as far as three-point attempts per game, I'm pretty sure. So you take Curry out of that, they probably move to dead last, and they become one-dimensional where they got to control the paint. Because already the 76ers are like the second or third slowest paced team because they don't have a three-point, they don't have perimeter shooters like other teams do. So the way they win games is by controlling the paint, slowing it down, grinding it out, having those 100 to 98 finals.
That's exactly what they do.
Yeah, it's...
If you look at all the last games, 106, 103, 122, 119 OT, 103, 101.
Yeah, if they get into those 110, 120 shootout back and forth games, they lose those. They don't have the offensive firepower or the guys who can knock down threes and go on a 9-0 run in 30 seconds. They don't have that. So if it gets to that point for them ever in a game, they crumble. So they need their perimeter guys, which if they can bring Harden in, cool. He does have a 3-point shoot. Like, he has handles, he has 3-point range to him, but to give up, I mean, I think just straight up Ben Simmons for him is a good, like, but also, like you said, Ben Simmons has a lot much bigger money tied to him. So draft picks, maybe if you want like a second and third rounder too or something. I don't know.
I'm just going to look at the contracts here. So Harden's in the last year of his deal. No, this is the 20. Never mind. This is the 21-22 season. So he's still got one more. $44 million this year, $47 million next year.
So $91 million in his last 91, 2 years.
Yep. And then Ben Simmons, let's pull up his contract. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4 more years left. 33 this year, 35 next year, 37 the following, and 40 the following. So 130-ish million.
So Harden
– with a way younger guy.
Harden's actually more of a money hit. So almost the way it would work out is
– $40 million they retain in swap straight up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Harden is a bigger hit, but over time, Ben Simmons is more of a hit. So –
But that's the thing, you always can restructure. You know, you can always restructure your deal.
Yeah.
That's like hard in any team. I feel like if Philly does pick him up, they can dump him right at the end of the season and not even pay him out the rest of his contract. You just pay him out.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Harden's next year's player option, actually. Well, that concludes the end of the NBA segment. If you want to check out our other segments, NFL and the NBA, we talk about some pretty interesting stuff here today. Please check those out.